Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed. Today, sadly, is going to be the last episode of Mindset Managed, at least for a while. I can't say for definite that I won't be back ever, but I feel like the podcast is coming naturally to an end. I feel like I'm less excited to produce this kind of content in this kind of way. And I've actually had quite a pull, a calling, could I say, to start a podcast, which is a writer's podcast instead. I enjoy the form of podcasting. I think it's a great way to share information. It's a great way to take in information as well, because when you're on the go, when you're cleaning, when you're doing other things, you can listen to somebody speaking to you and like a conversation in the background happening, and it gives you this information. It's still useful, but it also doesn't take up too much of your time and energy. So I still enjoy podcasting. I'll still do it in some form, and I really feel called at the moment to do a writer's podcast. I might do it for 6 months and decide, nope, this actually isn't for me, but it's something I want to do more. I want to challenge myself to just try things. If I'm curious about something, interested in something, and that curiosity won't go away, then that's a sign that I need to do something. I need to act. That's the only way you can find out if it was just a passing fancy or if it's something that you actually need to do and pursue and are potentially going to be good at. And I also think that it's a way of motivating myself as a writer. I really want to grow as a writer, hence me doing a creative writing course, doing university in this way. I really believe in honing my craft by practicing and failing and trying new things and new characters and reading new books and trying new styles and all of these things, while also holding on to the fact that I have a love for certain tropes, certain characters, certain worlds, certain genres, and keeping to those things while also experimenting. So the one thing I've loved the most about university is it gives me a chance to explore different stories and to tell stories in a shorter form. It's something I want to do even when university is over. I still want to write short stories and hopefully share them online, perhaps even, you know, get paid to publish them in magazines or write in websites that pay writers to contribute. So all of this is to say that a writing podcast makes sense for me because it just adds to this progress of being a writer, this inspiration of being a writer, and obviously it helps me to help other people, because obviously I'm potentially slightly further ahead than some other writers who are just starting out or younger people who are just starting out. I can tell them about the mistakes I've made, I can tell them about the things that I find really useful and still work for me, and also I can just share about this thing that I've loved since I was a little girl, and I can talk about it every week and hopefully inspire myself by inspiring others and kind of be this voice in writers' ears to, you know, keep going. Because the hardest thing about being a writer is combating things like imposter syndrome and self-doubt. We're so self-critical. I don't know why, but we are, and it's horrible. And even when you're a published writer, you can still have these massive, massive doubts about who you are and what you're creating. So if I can be at least one person's inspiration on the other side of the world to keep writing, then job done. That's a success. And Mindset Managed has been a success. I started thinking, like, was this podcast a failure because my audience never grew very big? Was this podcast a failure because I never got that many listeners? But no, it wasn't, because again, I've reached a certain amount of people. I've reached at least one person on the other side of the world who might have been struggling at one time and listened to my podcast and then felt a little bit better. So that is a success. And I think that this is all about redefining our ideas of success. I've spoken about this on my blog, srcrawford.co.uk. You can go check it out. But we need to analyze our parameters of success, what success looks like and feels like for us, because people would tell us that, yeah, success in a podcast would be thousands of listeners every week. Success in a podcast would be having people come on that I interview and having celebrities that I talk to and, you know, it becoming this big thing that everyone talks about. But no, obviously that might have been nice. I don't know if I could have handled it, but that would have probably been nice. But that doesn't mean that that's the only version of success. Success can be, I reached someone, I put a message out there, I spoke my truth, I kept it going even when there weren't people listening. That in and of itself is a success, because a lot of people would give up because no one's listening. But instead, I know that I love this thing so much, I enjoyed this thing so much, this thing was important to me, and so I kept doing it even when no one was listening. And that's a great thing to learn about yourself, because obviously, like most success tales, you know that to succeed, you have to persevere to succeed, you have to be resilient to succeed, you have to be willing to fail, to make mistakes. And I now know that about myself in many different ways. I've failed at going to university and getting a degree. I've failed at self-publishing books. I've failed at having a successful blog and podcast. I've put those things out there because they were important to me. I did those things because they were important to me, and they didn't work out in terms of, you know, monetary value or international and critical acclaim or anything like that. Like, I didn't work out in terms of what we usually see success as, but instead they taught me valuable life lessons about who I am as a person and helped me to be resilient and to have kind of a thicker skin, to know that it's okay to fall, even to fall in front of people. And people will be critical. I bet there are people who have said, oh, Shana's content's a bit rubbish, or oh, Shana wanted to do this, she wanted to do that, and it didn't succeed. That's fine. They can say those things if they want to, but if they're not themselves going out there, putting themselves out there and trying things, then why should I listen to them? They're not more impressive than me because they haven't tried and haven't failed. Instead, I'm more impressive for having tried and having failed. So in case you needed to hear that, I wanted to share that piece of information, because it is hard to try new things. It's hard to look at the things you've done and not feel that they succeeded in the way that you thought they would, or you were so excited in the beginning and it didn't pan out the way you thought it would. But I feel really confident and happy with saying that Mindset Manager is coming to an end, and I feel confident and happy in the fact that I tried really hard. I put myself out there, and that was important, and I said things that I believed. Obviously, a lot of the time I might have said things that I've changed my mind on now. But again, you know, changing your mind, changing direction, trying new things is not a failure either. It doesn't mean that you were wrong before. It just means you've grown as a person. And again, that's something that a lot of people don't really think about. We don't consider what growth really is. Growth is looking back and saying, ugh, that wasn't great, but now I'm better, or now I know better. That is growth. I was on a tutorial for uni, actually, and we had to look over our first writing pieces that we wrote in October and kind of like go back and analyze them with what we've learned now. And a few people, myself included, were like, oh, if only I'd wrote this, if only I'd wrote that, I would have wrote this bit differently. And that's what's really beautiful. Like, a lot of us were kind of, again, as writers, being self-critical and self-doubt like came in, but that shows growth. It means that what you would write before, what you did write before, is no longer where you're at now, that your mindset has changed, how you view your work has changed, what you see as important has changed, your style has changed, your language has changed. And that's really beautiful and important. And again, that in and of itself is success. Growing is success. So if you are somebody who is creative like me, or somebody who's just trying new things, or doesn't know what you're doing, or doesn't know where you're at, ask yourself, are you the exact same person or in the exact same place as you was 5 years ago? And if the answer is no, and you can honestly say that you'd make different decisions from what you made 5 years ago, or whatever, for whatever reason, then that shows growth, and that's good, and that's a success. So as I say, I am proud of what I've achieved with my blog and my podcast in terms of mental health and self-development, all of those things. But I kind of see my content that I have put out there as personal growth journey and idea sharing and just caring about people struggling on all over the world. And that's why I wanted to do this, because I myself have struggled. I myself have been confused about who I am and what I should do and how to look after myself and what's important and how to grow and how to learn in the big wide world. Because I didn't go to university from the ages of 18 to 21 like my peers, I felt like I had to kind of go on this self-exploration journey all on my own. And that's what my content has been for me. It's helped me to explore and share ideas and learn things and get it wrong and make mistakes and change my mind and come back around in circles, to listen to other YouTubers or other podcasters and take on their information, see if I like it, switch it up and put it back out there to you guys, to read books, take on that information, engage with it, see if I like it, and then put it back out to you guys. So I've really enjoyed that process, and obviously I won't stop doing that. I still see my website as a place where I can share things to do with mental health and self-development and ideas of that kind. I'll still do that because it's still a form of writing. It's still a way of me practicing my writing. So that's fine. I'll still do that. It's just that I won't do it in podcast form anymore. My podcast will be for writing advice and writing inspiration instead. So I am really proud of what I've put out there, and I needed it at the time. And now I feel like I need something else. And again, like I say, I might change my mind and not want to do the writing podcast anymore either. But that's fine. That's absolutely fine. As long as I'm trying and I'm creating and I'm putting things out there, putting myself out there, seeing what I like, seeing what I'm good at, then I'm growing as a person. Therefore, I'm succeeding in my life, my pursuits or whatever. And as I say, with the writing podcast, I see it as a way of me kind of instructing myself on what to do and helping myself to grow as a person and as a writer. And if that helps other people, then sweet, that's great. So I'm kind of seeing this as a new venture and a new focus for my content. I really want to make it as a writer and also support others to keep going and feel inspired, to feel less alone on this journey of being a writer, because obviously, writing is a solitary act. It's something that we do alone, and writers usually are quite introverted, private people. And that doesn't mean that we're awkward people, although I am a little bit. It just means that, yeah, when you're sitting down to write, you don't want a lot of people around you. You don't want a lot of noise around you, unless that's what works for you, of course. And I want to help people who do feel a bit lonely in that or unsure about that. Maybe they're people who don't know any writers in their lives and feel very strange and alone in what they're doing and don't know how to do it. Obviously, I'm not going to come from the perspective of an expert, because I'm not. I'm not going to come from the perspective as somebody who's successful and published, because I'm not. And I think that's actually quite a breath of fresh air, because I think a lot of people who do put out things in terms of like writing advice and what to do with writing are people who have succeeded, or people who are published writers, successful writers, or people who have really studied writing or something like that. And sometimes that can feel a bit daunting, especially if you're really, really new, because you're like, well, they're so much further away from where I am, and they're so perfect that there's something special about them. They're more talented than me, so I won't be able to make it because I'm different to them or something. Instead, if I can be that person who says, I'm just like you, hello, we can do this together, then I think that can help a lot of people. And I have a best friend who's a writer as well, and a different kind of writer to me in some ways, and definitely had a different journey in her writing to me. And I would love to get her on the podcast a lot. Maybe we'll do it together, or maybe I'll just bring her on as a guest quite frequently. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to work it yet, but I think that perspective will be great, or any other writers that I know I might pull on, and that could be great. But yeah, I've got lots of ideas that I want to share in terms of my writing podcast. I feel excited to do it. I feel like it makes sense for it this year at least. And I don't know, we'll see where it takes me. But I'm thankful for anybody who is listening up till this point, anybody who's always listened, anybody who's listened to even one episode. I'm very grateful. You've made me feel like I have someone to talk to each week, somebody to share with each week. And if you found any value from this, I'm truly grateful and happy that you did. I hope that you can keep looking back at my old episodes. Obviously, the archives will still be there. I'm not going to get rid of the episodes. They're still there for you to listen to on my website, or listen to on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you listen to podcast episodes. So I hope that they're something that you can come back to whenever you need it. Select a certain episode for what you're in the mood for, or what you need advice on at the time. And obviously, if you're a writer, please follow me on my new podcast. It'll still be under the name SR Crawford, because that's like my writer name, my author name. So it'll still all be on my website as well. So obviously you can go on srcrawford.co.uk to find anything to do with the new podcast episode there. I'll announce it ahead of time so that people can find it. And yeah, I hope that it can just bring a little bit of inspiration into a writer's day, and to keep people going and feeling motivated and feeling a bit more confident in their writing pursuits. I want to enjoy writing as my craft. I want to enjoy talking about writing, and I want people to enjoy listening to me talk about writing. So yeah, that's it. Thank you again so much for listening to Mindset Managed and being on this journey, which has lasted 3 years, you know, like, it's not been a short amount of time. I'm really proud of that. I've kept it up for this long. And I hope that you take real good care and look after yourself. Remember that as long as you are being intentional about what you're doing and have an awareness of who you are and what you're doing and why, then anything else that you do should hopefully fall into place. And you can do it. You can do this thing, this life thing. You've got it. Take care, guys, and I'll speak to you not next week, but, you know, on my website instead, or again, if you're a writer, in the new podcast. Take care, guys. Bye.